Your Hometown Podcast, brought to you by Licking Knox Goodwill and the WCLT Radio Group.
Today we're speaking with Rod Cook from the Red Cross. And Rod, how long have you been with the Red Cross?
It'll be 19 years in June.
Wow. So Rod, in your 20 years, have you ever seen a shortage like this before?
This is just unprecedented of what's going on right now.
So supplies right now for blood are well below what you call your comfort zone with the Red Cross.
Correct. In fact, we'd like to have at least 5 days worth of blood on our shelves. And for the last few months, we have actually had less than a day's worth of blood.
So what do you do?
We try to manage as best as possible. We are trying to make sure, number one, that our donors understand what's going on and try to be patient with us. We are having to cancel blood drives due to COVID, whether it's the host site or lack of staff, because we are having to lose staff almost on a daily basis due to COVID. So what we are encouraging people to do is, number one, please make an appointment to donate blood. Number two, please keep your appointment. And number three, if for some reason you have to cancel your appointment, please go online or call us so that we can open up a spot for somebody else to get in.
Somebody that's never donated before, it takes about an hour of time. Let's talk about that process.
Yes, approximately an hour. However, if you download our blood donor app onto your smartphone, you can cut out approximately 10 to 15 minutes by doing the health history, answering all the history questions ahead of time. On average, it really takes about 45 minutes to an hour. And a lot of people don't donate out of fear. I can guarantee you, once you do it once, you're going to discover that it's not that bad. And so many of our donors tell us that they do it regularly because they actually feel better after donating blood.
So with COVID and that paranoid, that's still safe as well.
Correct. We already were testing for many different diseases. So this is something else that we make sure at the blood drives itself, we do everything we can to keep everybody safe, our staff and donors included. We began instituting extra safety measures at all of our blood drives, like everybody has to wear masks. We wipe down all touch points on a regular basis. We maintain social distancing. In my mind, it's actually safer than going out to the supermarket.
There's a lot of folks still donating on a regular basis. What would you have to say to them?
Oh, number one, thank you. We have so many just incredibly loyal donors that we can't thank you enough. And I think they really get it of where this blood goes to and why it's so important. There are so many uses for blood products. Most people don't understand how extensive the usage is for blood. So thank you so much to our loyal donors.
Now, when you say there's many uses for a pint of blood, roughly, what does that entail?
Okay, well, on average, a pint of blood, we break down into three products. The first is plasma, the second is red blood cells, and the third are platelets. All of those products can be used for it's a whole myriad of different diseases that they're used for treatment. However, for example, platelets is used for cancer patients, especially those suffering from leukemia. And it's crucial that a lot of these folks have the right type of blood when they need it for their treatments. Plus, our blood products are used for many, many other maladies. An example is sickle cell anemia. And we have patients in hospitals on a weekly basis need blood transfusions. So that is why it's so important that we get as many people donating as possible.
Now, it's been a while since I donated personally, and I'm type 2 diabetic. Is that a problem?
No, absolutely not. I'm also type 2, and I donate on a regular basis.
So in other words, I would just have to tell somebody, hey, I'm type 2, or when I sign up, and it makes you guys aware. But it's not something that should stop me or anybody else. And if people do have questions, they should just reach out to you, because it may be just one answer away from donating. And a lot of people might just need that information.
Exactly. And, you can always call us, or you can go to redcrossblood.org. And there is a link to answer a lot of medical questions. If people are uncertain if they would qualify to donate blood, a lot of the answers are located right there.
How many pints of blood do you think in your almost 20 years with the Red Cross that you've donated?
I am very close to the 5-gallon level.
Wow.
I think I have one or two more donations left to get to that level. However, that pales in comparison to a lot of our donors. We have donors that are at 20, 25 gallons. I mean, we're talking gallons. So that is just incredible loyalty.